Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lane Bajardi, and here are today's top local stories. Shock, anger, and sadness following the random murder of a veteran FDNY paramedic in Queens. 1010 Winds reporter Samantha Liebman has more from Astoria this morning. Samantha.
And Lane, a memorial of candles and flowers now outside Station 49 where Lieutenant Allison Russo worked. She was with EMS nearly 25 years, a first responder on 9/11.
Lost one of our heroes.
Mayor Adams speaking at Mount Sinai, Queens, where Russo was taken after police say she was stabbed multiple times while getting lunch during her shift around 2:15 in the afternoon. EMS Lieutenant Vincent Varialli says she was a wonderful person and could have retired in 6 months.
She was brave. She was helpful. She loved helping people. She always looked out for her family and her members. This is a real tragedy.
Instead, hundreds of first responders saluted her as her body was moved from the hospital to the medical examiner's office. Meanwhile, police say the suspect, 34-year-old Peter Zizopoulos, barricaded himself in his apartment, eventually talked out, now charged with murder. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live in Astoria.
Police officers shot a man suspected of shooting two people in Brooklyn last night.
Police have taped off a number of streets and a parking lot here where cops shot a man after a foot pursuit. Chief of Patrol Jeff Madry.
They see the male grab his waist, turn towards them. One of the officers fired two rounds, striking the male in his right lower leg.
Police say they believe the man they were chasing had allegedly shot two people nearby at the corner of Broadway and Kosciuszko Street at around 9:30 Thursday night. Cops caught up with the suspect as he tried to get into an apartment on Patchen Avenue near Van Buren Street.
They were able to apprehend the male.
The victims suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Police are also questioning two people in that apartment. Darius Rantzius, 1010 Winds in Bed-Stuy.
The city schools chancellor announced changes to admissions policies to restore rewards for students who work hard and get good grades. He calls them community and family-friendly changes to admissions. Others are alarmed.
Schools Chancellor David Banks says he hears parents who say they want their children motivated and given opportunities.
This year, we are both increasing access to communities who have been historically locked out of screen schools and rewarding those who work hard academically.
Tier 1 students will include the top 15% and require a grade point average of 90 and above. And parents who want to check out school choices.
We're launching an online calendar where all open houses will be advertised.
The application process will open for high schools October 12th and middle schools October 26th. Juliette Papa, 1010 Winds News.
Advocates for integrating higher performing schools with more Black and Hispanic students are not happy with the changes. The New York Appleseed organization called it a resounding disappointment with little time to ensure an equitable community engagement process for the changes. The Food and Drug Administration has approved a much debated drug for Lou Gehrig's disease. FDA's neurology drug director, Dr. Billy Dunn, said the drug provides another important treatment option for ALS, a life-threatening disease that currently has no cure. But CBS medical contributor Dr. David Agus tells us the decision was controversial.
The FDA advisory committee on first review said that it should not be approved and turned it down. The FDA then drew a second advisory committee, which was somewhat surprising. And then that advisory committee looked at the data and reversed its course, voting to recommend the drug, and now the FDA approved it.
The drug Relyvrio is the third U.S.-approved medicine for ALS, which destroys nerve cells needed for basic functions like walking, talking, and swallowing. About 20,000 people in the U.S. are living with the disease. The NYPD says they found the guy who's been groping and robbing female joggers running in and around Upper Manhattan parks. Police charged 31-year-old Kenneth Miller of Washington Heights with several counts of sex abuse, forcible touching, assault, and robbery This after three incidents this month at Fort Washington and Fort Tryon Parks and along the Henry Hudson Greenway. Two people shot just before midnight in Harlem. Police tell us it happened in Lexington Avenue and East 126th. Man opened fire, shot two people, including his apparent target. One man shot in the left foot while the bystander was hit in the left leg. The injuries are not life-threatening, no arrest made.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.